During the first night of this year's Iditarod, teams endured frigid temperatures on the Tanana River to reach the second checkpoint of Manly Hot Springs. As Alaska Public Media's trail reporter Ben Matheson reports, teams are adjusting to the deep cold and preparing to push to the Yukon River, where the race will unfold.
Nicholas Petit drove far into the night before pausing to rest. In Tuesday's bright afternoon sun, Petit says the long early run on the way to Manly behind past champions Martin Boozer and Mitch Seavey is all part of the plan.
If they're not tired enough to not go 100 miles an hour, they'll get frostbite. There's a reason for my madness.
Other mushers cruise through the checkpoint, choosing to camp further up the trail. Petit says the trail was hard and fast out of Nenana, meaning he needs to watch his speed at this early stage in the race.
They're good enough to where I can tell them what speed to go, and they just go that speed, so that I don't really have to hold them back too much to go 7.5 miles an hour. And if I ask them to, they'll go 12. But we don't need to do that quite yet. Mm-hmm. Then we can go 14 on the way to Nome.
Rick Casillo swapped out dog coats for a different style to keep the males from getting frostbitten. He was breaking his runs into five-hour stretches to manage the cold and keep his string of 16 dogs intact.
I think it's going to be a cold one tonight, so I think we got one more day of this crap.
The forecast calls for milder temperatures after Wednesday. A few parking spots away from Petit, the winner in the last 3 years, Dallas Seavey, was feeding an extra snack before he left the warm sun of Manly Hot Springs. Because dogs burn extra calories in the deep cold, Seavey wanted to load up before the next big run.
Yeah, there's a couple of these guys. I'm going to give them a little snack before we go. Some of these guys are real good about eating snacks on the trail regardless of temperature. And other dogs, they don't like the cold meat so much, you know, and it was 40-something. I think I saw 47 below this morning was the coldest that I saw. So.
Seavey was multitasking, working his way up and down the team, fitting booties and cooking the meal. He's focused on the details that add up during the 1,000-mile race.
One of those mushers' dogs may have gotten 20% more sleep during that time because they were a little more efficient doing the chores and whatnot. So in my theory, if the dogs aren't running, eating, or sleeping, pretty much everything else is wasted time, albeit oftentimes necessary wasted time, like putting booties on.
In the heat of the midday sun, Seavey left with only 11 dogs strung out front, but he had 5 stowed in his new carbon fiber and Kevlar sled. Several past champions left in quick succession Tuesday afternoon. Martin Boozer first, followed by Jeff King, Mitch Seavey, and Dallas Seavey. The trail takes them to Tanana to meet the Yukon River, where the real racing can begin. I'm Ben Matheson in Manly Hot Springs.